This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Greg Gaspard, MD. His fellowship in gastroenterology was completed at Duke University Medical Center. Dr. Gaspard's expertise are in the areas of inflammatory bowel disease, esophageal motility disorders, liver diseases, and gastrointestinal endoscopy, colonoscopy. Esophageal reflux disease, or GERD, as it's better known. What is it, and why do we have so much of it in South Louisiana?
So GERD is basically when patients or people have issues with normal amounts of reflux from the stomach causing symptoms of heartburn or other symptoms associated with reflux. It's normal for most people to have some degree of reflux throughout the day. It's normal for the lower esophageal sphincter, the muscle that keeps contents in the stomach separated from the esophagus, to relax throughout the day. Some people have more relaxation of that muscle, which leads to increased reflux into the esophagus. In certain people, this can result in symptoms that are what we call reflux disease or GERD.
And there's also the seasoning that we use in our food.
Absolutely. Any kind of spicy foods in a lot of people will cause their reflux symptoms to be quite a bit worse.
And do people come in to you and say, well, my symptoms get worse if I'm bending over or I'm lying down, I have a chronic cough and hoarseness?
Absolutely. There's a lot of symptoms that can be signs of reflux disease. The thing we most commonly think about is what we define as heartburn, but some people have difficulties with swallowing food that can be related to reflux. Some people have a chronic cough. Some people have a lump in the throat. Other people will have symptoms that will be worse when they bend over. A lot of times that's because of a hiatal hernia or something like that that can increase your risk of having reflux problems.
Well, we know GERD is not only a problem in Louisiana, correct?
That is correct. Some studies, most recently out of the Mayo Clinic, have shown that the United States population, probably about 22% of the U.S. population, has issues with reflux. About 3 to 6% of those the population actually seeks medical attention for their reflux symptoms. Most people actually treat it at home because it's an intermittent problem.
Again, when a patient comes to you, they have a complaint of heartburn symptoms. Do you immediately think of gastroesophageal reflux disease, or do you think of other things and then work the patient through it?
So typically the first thing, because it's so common, is reflux disease. It's by far and away the most common cause of someone to come into my office having heartburn. Now, there's other causes of chest pain, obviously, heart issues and things like that. So you have to make sure that that's not an issue that somebody's dealing with. But if it sounds consistent with reflux, I tend to treat that first. And that's what most of the gastroenterology society's guidelines would recommend, that we actually try a course of treatment for reflux. And further investigation is usually warranted after someone hasn't responded to treatment with acid-suppressing medications.
And your other tips, say someone is stressed out and they are napping after meals, they are overweight, these all factor in?
Absolutely. When I see someone for reflux problems, in addition to medications that may be helpful, there's a lot of lifestyle modifications that we can apply to people and give people advice on that can help with reflux symptoms. We've already mentioned one, which was dietary factors, spicy foods, things that are fried, things with tomato sauces, acidic type foods. Those are all things with peppermint a lot of times can worsen reflux. But other factors that can go into it, avoiding late meals before you go to bed at night, trying to avoid laying down after you eat a meal, staying upright for, you know, an hour and a half or so after a meal can be helpful. There's two factors that have actually been shown to be beneficial in actual research studies. And one of those is actually weight loss. We know that people who are overweight have an increased risk of reflux disease and increased problems with reflux, and weight loss can help that. And elevating the head of the bed is the other thing that can actually help with reflux symptoms.
Well, you have something new at Ochsner Medical Center in Baton Rouge. It's a diagnostic tool for determining what is causing a patient's reflux, I guess, or GERD. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, so what we have is actually esophageal impedance testing, and it tests for pH and impedance. We combine that usually with esophageal manometry. This is typically reserved for patients who don't respond to typical treatments for reflux, and there's some concern as to whether they actually have potentially non-acid reflux that's just not responding to acid medications because they're having reflux of stomach contents that don't contain acid in it.
Thanks, Dr. Gaspard. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, producer for Conversations in Medicine.